Greece and Turkey were once sworn enemies. Now they're working on a cautious friendship. This week, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan became the first Turkish head of state to visit Greece in 65 years. But even as Erdogan praised this newfound détente with Greece, he also brought up some old grudges. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens.
The grumbling began even before Erdogan showed up. In an interview earlier this week in Istanbul with Greek journalist Alexis Papagelas, Erdogan talked about a touchy subject, the 1923 Treaty of Lausanne, which defines modern Turkey's borders.
The Treaty of Lausanne doesn't just concern Greece, but all of the region. Treaties need to be updated, and considering all that's changed in the world, Lausanne needs updating, too.
Greece was part of the Ottoman Empire for 400 years. Greeks and Turks fought bloody wars as it fell. And even as relations improved over the years, territorial disputes remain. As recently as 1996, the countries almost went to war over an uninhabited islet in the Aegean Sea. In a tense press conference with Erdogan, Greek President Prokopis Pavlopoulos said the Lausanne Treaty defines the sovereignty of Greece and the European Union.
It is non-negotiable. It has no flaws. It does not need to be reviewed, and it does not need to be updated.
It was left to Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras to smooth things over. Your visit is an opportunity to build bridges, not walls, he told Erdogan. We hope you feel the same way. Many Greeks don't trust Erdogan. Athenian Danai Parisi says she does not understand why her government is backing Erdogan's bid to make Turkey part of the European Union.
The truth is that he has no place in the European Union, coming to visit the European Union, because he's not a democratic leader, he's actually a dictator, and we shouldn't be open to a visit from him.
Turkish journalist Cevheri Güven had gone to jail for challenging Erdogan in the past. After last year's failed military coup, Erdogan cracked down on those he saw as enemies, and journalists were one of his targets.
My wife and I were listed as enemies of the state. We hid out in Turkey for a while and then decided we had to get out. We fled to Greece.
The couple claimed asylum in Greece last year, along with more than 1,000 other Turks. They include 8 military officers who fled after the coup. Erdogan wants Greece to hand them over. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.